What's up, family? It is the Propaganda Factory live on a Monday. Memes that can save the world coming to you here. It is about 12:30 Central Standard Time. By the time you hear this, some things may have changed, but we at the Propaganda Factory are still working hard every day to bring you a working class message. Our top of the headlines today, the U.S. is threatening China with an additional 50% tariff if China does not take away the 34% retaliatory tariff that they imposed on us. So just so that we're all clear, there was an original 20% tariff that the United States had on China. Donald Trump increased that tariff by 34% up to about 54%. And now Donald Trump is wanting to slap an additional 50% on top of the 54% to bring the total China tariff up for all goods coming out of China to 104%. This alone would crash the U.S. economy and cause every price in our entire, everything that's sold in the entire country would skyrocket overnight. This would single-handedly destroy red state economies, which Donald Trump is too busy golfing to even care about. Our next headline, we want to have a brief discussion about who is actually benefiting from the stock market plummet. And so when you look at this outflow of money, when you look at how many people are being hurt, you have to follow the money to see how profits can be made in this dynamic situation. And we're not talking about some speculative equity trades. We have to fundamentally understand what happens when money flows out of the equity market. Most of the time, when money flows out of the equity market, it goes into the bond market. And so we have to see who is one of the greatest benefactors of an inflow of money or high trade volatility in the bond market. The number one person that pops up is Harold Lutnick, member of the Trump administration. His family owns Cantor Fitzgerald, which is a bond trading company. They offer other things too, but mainly they're bond market maker. So they don't necessarily take a side of up or down. They just facilitate the transaction. And when millions of people are inflowing and trillions of dollars are inflowing into bonds, you better believe that Harold Lutnick is getting rich. And he's getting rich off the backs of us, which is very, very unfortunate. Is it Harold or Howard? Don't tell me I just said Harold and it's been Howard this whole time. It is Howard Lutnick. Oh, that's terrible, man. I just called him Harold. It's all good. He couldn't pick me out of a lineup anyway. But so it's Howard Lutnick. I'm sorry for that, Propaganda Factory. And Howard Lutnick is Donald Trump's Secretary of Commerce. And so he is the founder of Cantor Fitzgerald. Well, I'm sorry. He was hired at Cantor Fitzgerald. He is a founder of B. Gerald Cantor, which is multiple companies that essentially do bond making. And, you know, some of this propaganda that has surrounded Lutnick over the years is the fact that his office was in the Twin Towers on that fateful day, and that he, you know, supported the family members of those workers who he had lost. But, you know, propaganda is a hell of a spin. If we fundamentally had a system where billionaires weren't getting all the equity anyway, where the wealthy weren't getting all the equity anyway, there actually would have been no need for him to have done that. Much support would have already been provided. So will Lutnick be the first to jump ship? Lutnick will not be the first to jump ship because, as I previously just stated, his money is in the transaction of bonds. And so actually, Lutnick is one of the major benefactors over all of this volatility, because when the markets are volatile, people are going to go into bonds, and that's how he makes his money. So fundamentally, I don't think that Howard Lutnick is upset with this situation in any way, shape, or form, because they're making transaction fees and making money. It's just like Donald Trump with his Ponzi scheme crypto. He actually doesn't care what the price is because he makes money on every transaction. And so that's how the money is being made in this situation. We the people must look at how is this going to affect us at the store. With a potential 104% tariff on China, I don't know about you, but if you just go around your house and look at all the things that are coming from China, my iPhone is from China, my MacBook is from China, my headphones are from China, my sheets are probably from China. Everything's from China, China, Vietnam, Bangladesh. The United States fundamentally is not making these things. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to work in a textile factory. I don't think many Americans would want to work in a textile factory. Does that mean that the system that we currently have is good? Absolutely not. We need a better distribution of equity, and that would make it to where we don't actually have to worry about manufacturing all this BS. The United States runs the world. People fail to realize that. Our number one export is U.S. dollars. It is not oil. It's not soybeans. It's none of that mambo jumbo. It is U.S. dollars, because every time that a drop of oil comes out of the ground anywhere in the world, it has to be accounted for, and U.S. dollars is what accounts for that. Anytime a soybean, a piece of corn, some diamonds, anything is produced in the global economy, U.S. dollars are used to account for that. So we want U.S. dollars everywhere that we can possibly have them. We have entire countries using U.S. dollars as their currency. We have people coming here to work and shipping U.S. dollars back to their home countries. Why is that good for Americans? Because the more people in the world that use U.S. dollars means that our U.S. dollars are more powerful, more strong, more secure. It means that when you and I go to the store, we don't have to worry about significant fluctuations in our money, at least before Donald Trump. We don't have to worry about all kinds of crazy mumbo jumbo, because our dollar is backed by the full faith and credit, not only of the United States, but of the world global economy. What these tariffs fundamentally do is slows down our number one export, which is U.S. dollars, because if it is harder for companies to import, and it's not just foreign companies importing, this is domestic U.S. companies that are importing into the country. And so if they cannot use their U.S. dollars to buy foreign goods, that means that less U.S. dollars are going into these other countries. And I'm sorry if it's getting repetitive. I keep saying U.S. dollars because I really need to emphasize here that that is our number one export. And the entire reason our economy even works is because the United States, you know, some Ivy League fancy bigwig colonists figured out that we can just simply export our monetary system, and we don't even have to send it to places that have good government or anything like that. Just by shipping out our money, it makes it stronger. And I know that this is a little bit counterintuitive, but believe me, thank you so much. The dollars in your pocket are stronger if more people outside of America use them, because you have to fundamentally ask yourself, what other countries are people using that currency outside of the country? And it's not many. You know, we have some euro, we got some Chinese, I forgot what it's called, yuan or something like that. You know, but fundamentally, most of the time, people are not using these other currencies in other places, and they're not using them to settle every global commodity trade in the equity market. And so, again, these tariffs, not good. 104% on China, going to be wild. I don't know. I really don't know how we're going to survive this. I don't know where all my listeners live. I live in a red state. We are not prepared for this. This is going to be insane. What the choices that people are about to have to make is not something that I would have ever seen. And I'm not going to lie to you. I knew Donald Trump was bad. I knew all these things for democracy. But on a fundamental level, I did not think that he was going to crush the global economy, because I really didn't see where that like helped him. You know, Donald Trump wants to be the hero of American history. He is a narcissist. You know, when you are that rich and that powerful, you are a narcissist in some capacity. And you want to dictate the history books. And he knows he's going to have a special place in history. And so I thought this was going to be like some sort of farewell tour. And maybe it is, because frankly, Donald Trump does not want to be the president. That's why he is outsourcing it to South African immigrant Elon Musk. That's why he is outsourcing it to American-trained propagandists J.D. Vance, you know, Peter Thiel's plant. And just from those signal gate messages, we can see that J.D. Vance is jockeying for position in this administration and trying to show that he is an even-keeled voice. I don't want to get too sidetracked for this podcast episode. We're going to go ahead and cut it. I'm going to be right back for the team here on live. I appreciate all the taps. I'm going to be right back here in about 5 seconds. So thank you very much.